I'd like to correct an announcement that I made earlier. If I announce it incorrectly a second time, then we will have Brother Buhlman and Sister Beckstead be the first two testimonies that will be shared today. But it is my understanding that the youth temple trip for all young men and young women will be this Thursday evening, not Wednesday, but it will be Thursday, and they will be leaving here, the Stake Center, at 7 p.m. on Thursday. So Thursday, 7 p.m., if you need a temple recommend, please contact us. Another announcement I would like to make for those that have not heard, Chandler Anderson has received his mission call. We'd like to congratulate him for that. We will leave it up to him to share with you where he's going and the excitement that he has for that. So today is our fast and testimony meeting. And I will begin by sharing my testimony of the gratitude that I have for the gospel and for living prophets. As I reflect upon my own life, it gives me great direction and structure, and I am grateful for the many blessings that I have received by listening to the counsel that is given. I always find General Conference just such a wonderful time where we can hear the words of wonderful leaders, both men and women, and give us direction as to how we can make sense of the chaos that we live in this temporal world and how we can make our way through it. And I am thankful for that and the blessings that it has given to me and to my family. I bear testimony to you that this church is led by Jesus Christ, that we do have inspired leaders and we follow their counsel, that our lives can be better. And this I bear in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If there are any brothers or sisters that are sitting outside in the foyer and wondering, there are plenty of pews within the chapel. We invite you to come on in. There's some very front where the deacons were. There's also many along the way, but please come into the room. Brothers and sisters, the time is now yours for the sharing of your testimonies. We ask that we conclude by 25 minutes past the hour. We have a nifty little clock here in analog fashion to show you that. And the time is now yours.
I better do it now. My name is Arthur Boyajian, and I'm a son of God, one of the son of God. I've been bearing my testimony for quite a long time now, but maybe a couple of minutes. In January the 9th, I left and went to abroad and went to Rome to be a usher over there. And I'm telling you, this was a highlight, one of the highlight of my life. The experience was great. The temple is beautiful, beautiful. Marble all over, outside, inside. Every time I went inside the temple, I felt a strong spirit. The temple was not yet dedicated. And yet I can feel the spirit of the Lord. It was so powerful. Anyway, the experience was great. And I loved every minute of it. The missionary there, you can see their face, the glow around them. It was tremendous, tremendous. And it was about maybe 120 volunteer. And the love with the volunteer was great. I'm telling you, their faces, they're smiling, the help that you get from them, it was tremendous. And you know, I was thinking sometime what the Lord said to Peter. He said, "Peter, do you love me?" "Lord, you know I love you." Three times he said, "Peter, do you love me?" And he said, "Lord, you know I love you." But I was thinking about that, and I said to myself, he didn't say that to Peter only. He said that to me also. "Arthur, do you love me?" I said, "Lord, you know I love you. Go and feed my sheep. Do you love me? Do you love me?" And I'm going to read something. It's very short. "And you shall declare it with a loud voice, saying, Hosanna, blessed the name of the Most High God. And now this calling and commandment give I unto you concerning all men, that as many shall come before my crying repentance, saying, Save yourself from this untoward generation, and come from out of the fire, having haven the garment spotted with the flesh. And this commandment shall be given unto the elders of my church, that every man which will embrace it with singleness of heart may be ordained and sent forth, even as I have spoken." You, the young guy, the youth of the church, listen to that. But the church, the choice is yours. I love my Father in heaven. I love my Savior. I love President Nelson because he's a true prophet of God. I love all the prophets from Adam to President Nelson. And I'm thankful and grateful for the many blessings that I receive from my Father in heaven. And I leave this testimony with you, and I do so humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, it's exciting to be here. I was Becky Rooney when I was in this ward in 1999, and now I'm Becky Ruka. I went back to my maiden name. I'm very thankful to be here. It's very, very exciting. When I came here, it was Bishop Wilkinson, Bishop Brunson, Bishop Anderson, and they were the best bishops in the whole world. I was a singles rep, and when there'd be a problem with a single parent that had a child, that talks about the Lord will succor us. That means he will run quickly to it. They would immediately take care of the problem. We were able to flourish spiritually. It was a very, very beautiful thing. I've come to find out that not all bishops are like that. I was very blessed to have those bishops who had the right kind of heart, who loved everyone. When you do it unto the least of these, you have done it unto him. And, you know, single people, we don't really have a full deck in the sense, you know, of everything. Things are a little bit harder. And when you do help people like that, you're doing it for the Lord. You've done it unto him. We've got those 10 or 12 verses in the New Testament that talk about that. Well, I've been on a lot of missions, and I'm a ward missionary now, and I had a blessing that was very sweet, and it said that Jesus Christ had set it up so we could do missionary work. He had set everything up so it would work, But we are the instruments in his hands for salvation. We are to go out and to bring the people in, so his suffering will not be for naught. Also, the family has to be work for the dead is extremely important. This is a very critical time when sin is very prevalent and people are suffering. They don't know that they're sinning. They don't know why they're so unhappy. They think money's going to make them happy, and a lot of times they just end up on drugs and eventually kill themselves. So I'm very, very thankful for a church that has given us the disciplines that we need. And I know Jesus Christ is head of it. I'm alone, but I'm not alone. I always feel the Spirit, and I know he's with me. So what a blessing to be a member of this church, no matter what your situation. We should be inviting all nationalities in and treating them equally. When we become a clique, we are not his. If you are not mine, if we're not united, if we don't have that love for everybody, we're really not. We don't understand the gospel. We don't get it. We don't really understand the breadth that it has for us. We need to take advantage of all these tremendous gifts that we do have. Well, it's nice to be back here. It's a totally different ward. I only recognize a few people. I recognize Rick Graves, and I was thrilled about that, and a few other people. It does look completely different. When I was here, I went on 5 full-time missions, and the ward was so supportive of it. And I just want to say they were the best bishops in the whole world, and I miss that kind of love. Fortunately, I've grown closer to the Savior, as we're supposed to. Things change. We repent. We get closer to the Savior, so I have access to his love, so I'm okay. My daughter was very sick. A lot of you might know her. She almost died a couple times. But it said in General Conference one time that afflictions bring families closer, and that's how sometimes he works with us, and that has indeed happened. I've got a chronic illness, and people say, well, you just have to have hope. Well, when it's chronic, that's not really, may not be feasible. My hope is in Jesus Christ. My hope is in the resurrection. My hope is in the repentance, that great gift where I can become closer to him. So that's where my hope is. And boy, that's a solid place to be. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good afternoon, everybody. normally, when it comes to testimony, I tend to stray from telling stories, but in order to get to my point, I have to tell a story, so it's a little heads up. this weekend, my wife and I were able to go to Zion's National Park. It's obviously really pretty. I got extremely sunburnt. Half the reason I'm bearing my testimony is if anybody, you try to pat my shoulders, please don't. It hurts really bad. But we had a really interesting experience this weekend. As we were walking, we decided to do Angel's Landing. It was really difficult. We had a good time. But I found myself really in awe of the park, number one. Number two, really having a good time just getting to spend some time with my wife and just enjoying ourselves. It was a great time. But as we were hiking, we met a couple from Poland. And I had just a few moments previously been joking with Kate saying, oh, I'd like to make friends with somebody overseas. That way we can go stay with them, you know. And this couple said, well, hey, we're from Poland. Come to Poland. So that was kind of neat. But as we got talking, they had just mentioned in the West, a lot of the cities are really well built. There's a lot of grid systems. It's beautiful, etc. And the gentleman had joked that in Europe, all the roads are just paved over goat trails. Which, you know, I think that's funny, but I had just mentioned, I said, you know, this area is really prevalently Mormon, you know, or Latter-day Saint, excuse me. but I said, you know, the area had been settled by the original LDS church, and a lot of the cities have just been set up this way. And it sparked this humongous conversation. And I will admit my missionary skills are quite rusty. But the thing that I really was able to talk about, because they had mentioned, you know, what's the LDS church about? And really what it kind of came down to for me, what I was able to speak to them about was, number one, God loves his children enough to communicate with them. And I think that's just a really important thing to grasp no matter what. We believe in prayer that might seem taboo, but to somebody who has almost no understanding of the gospel or no understanding of God in its entirety, the ability to communicate with a higher being is really incredible. And because we can communicate, we can be able to receive revelation through a prophet, a leader, as well as for ourselves and for our families. And that's really what I wanted to bear my testimony on today, was just the beautiful, beautiful gift of revelation. Being able to explain revelation to somebody who has no concept, and being able to tell this individual and this couple that through our feelings and through thoughts, through our mind and in our heart, we can be led and guided in our life to do the things that are right, to help those around us, and also to stay safe in hard times. I am extremely grateful for that gift, and I'm extremely grateful for my missionary moment that I was able to have with my wife. And these things I say in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Chandler Anderson. When I heard Brother Holland say, I'll leave it up to Chandler to tell you where he was going, I heard, when Chandler gets up here, he's going to tell you. And then when I turned, I looked over at Brother Martinez, and he's like, yes, yes. So I was like, woo. Anyway, so where I'm going on my mission is going to be Tijuana, Mexico. And I'll be speaking the Spanish language to them. And I'm super excited to go. And one of the things that I've always been hearing from like missionaries who have received their call and are going and putting in their papers and whatever, they said that the temptations of preparing to go on a mission increase. And I now understand what they were saying by that, by like things from either my friends or my family, like from not getting along to being offered things that from the word of wisdom I cannot take. And by refusing these temptations, I've had many opportunities come up in my life, and it's been really fascinating to see how things like fall into place. And I just really appreciate everyone who's been cheering me on and who's been helping me along the way. And whenever I tell somebody I'm going to Tijuana, they're like, wow, it's going to be a vacation. And I'm just thinking, well, I hope it's going to be a vacation. Although I know I'm going to be doing the Lord's work, and I'm going to be helping him bring people to the church. And I'm going to be working hard and every day. And I just love the church. And it's just a big part of my life, especially with my family. And I know that Jesus Christ is my Savior, and I'll be doing his work. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
About 6 years ago, I was called into the primary and worked in the primary for a while. And the very first Sunday that I was in the primary, all of the older boys were sitting in the back row with their white shirts, and you know, they were sort of the BMOCs of the primary at the time, you know, just they were pretty cool, the older boys back there. At least they thought they were. And at one point I went up to Chandler. I don't know if he remembers this, but I went up to Chandler and I said, "You're gonna be a deacon pretty soon, aren't you?" And he turned to me and he went, 10 more days. And I thought of myself at the time, and I've thought of it ever since, you know, that's righteous enthusiasm, you know, righteous hope for the future, righteous, a thing to be, you know, doing. Anyway, and now all these boys that age group are now going on missions. I mean, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. My testimony is sort of complicated. and I hope you'll bear with me. I tend to break it down into four groups, four boxes, so to speak. I have the box that carries my testimony that of spiritual experiences that I just cannot deny. These are things that come out of the blue. I didn't anticipate them. The Spirit just hit me between the eyes. I was able to follow the Spirit, and the result was good. The next box that I've created for myself is those spiritual experiences that I sometimes question. They are warm, they're good, but I sometimes wonder if my emotions got in the way and I built myself up to an emotional experience that is a testimony support, but I question its source sometimes. The third box that I hold my testimony in, or that is part of my testimony, is sort of the intellectual part, my intellectual testimony. I don't see how anybody can be an atheist. When you look at the complexity of the universe, I mean, scientists tell us that the universe is about 14 billion years old, and yet it is so complex, so infinitely complex, I don't think 14 billion years is long enough to randomly create what Heavenly Father has given us. And then the fourth box that I hold that builds my testimony is the relationships that I share with all of you. I tend to be a loner. If I had my way, I'd build a cabin out in the woods and live there, and as long as I could get my widescreen TV out there, I'd be fine. And it's interesting because being a loner, then the Lord made me membership clerk. I mean, talk about an oxymoron. But anyway, I've had enough negative experiences in the church with people, unrighteous dominion of leaders, things like that, that if I concentrated on those things, I'd be out of here. I'd be gone. But you guys make it so easy to be active in the church. I mean, you're such a wonderful group. I mean, I think about, you know, my sister and her family. I mean, they've pulled my haggis out of the fire so many times, I can't tell you. And then, you know, President Anderson, he helped me when he was my home teacher. And Dave and Mary Lou Weiss, I mean, they saved my bacon big time. Another story for another time. So that is my fourth box, my sort of social testimony. And whenever I find myself in a doubting situation, or something happens, or there's something there I begin to question, I figure out which one of those four boxes that testimony destroying element is coming from, and then I latch onto the other three and hold on for dear life. And that's how I deal with things. The gospel is wonderfully simple and simply wonderful. And I'm grateful for my four testimonies and for the interaction that they play within my whole testimony, and for the wonderful strength that those four boxes give me that allow me to become closer to my Savior, take advantage of His atonement, closer to all of you, take advantage of your kindness and your wonderful personalities. I just want to thank you all for that, and thank my Heavenly Father for those things that he has given me, and go for it, Chandler. So thank you all, in Jesus' name, amen.
Looks like we're out of time, so come on up. I'll be quick. I just wanted to bear my testimony. I know the church is true, and I'm thankful for the gospel and the principles in the gospel. We don't have to be perfect to be members of the church, just progressing. And I leave that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, my name is Jim Strang. Some of you know me, and I know some of you. They say you can't go home again, but I keep wanting to come back. Currently in Mesa, Arizona, for the last year and a half, except for some visit time. Attended a granddaughter's wedding in Logan yesterday. I know the gospel is true. There's no doubt. I am so grateful for the elders and sisters of Israel who have served missions and who are now serving and who plan to serve. Because some 60 years ago, I was taught. And a lot of blessings have come into my life over those last 60 years. My dear Lorena passed on nearly 14 years ago. And I have lived here, and I've lived down in Mesa, Arizona, and I've lived in Texas since then. And the gospel is true everywhere. I'm so grateful for the atonement of my Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm grateful for good saints that surround us, who have strong testimonies, and who give us an opportunity to minister and to serve in various capacities. For this and all blessings from our dear Heavenly Father, I give thanks and testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We'd like to thank all those that shared their testimonies today, and we thank you all for your attendance. Heavenly Father and our Savior are grateful that you're here today, to whomever that message is for. We will close by singing hymn number 6, Redeemer of Israel, after which we have asked Brother Britton Hainsworth to give the closing prayer.
Our Father in heaven, at the close of this testimony meeting, we come before thee with grateful hearts for those that were able to share their testimonies that they care so much about to us, and we're grateful for the strengthening of testimonies that we've been able to feel by the Spirit today. We're so grateful for all those around us, and we ask that we may be able to continue to seek opportunities to bless our families and our friends and our ward members in all of our respective callings and by the guidance of the Spirit. And we ask that the Spirit that we've felt in this meeting may continue with us through the next hour of church and through the following week. And we love thee and pray for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.